very warm welcome to our new monthly podcast from Unity Maidenhead, hosted by Ken Bradley, who many of you will already know as the voice of Daily Word in the UK, reading the audio version of our lovely magazine for two decades and more. An interfaith minister, Ken will also be a familiar face to many, having given talks at countless Unity workshops, retreats and celebration days over three decades. Ken's warmth, wit and wisdom are a keynote of all that he does. And in this new series of short talks, inspired by readings from the Daily Word, we trust that Ken's voice will continue to be a warm, witty and wise companion along the Unity Way.
Let's talk about the meaning and purpose of life. Well, what is the meaning of life? What's it all about? Where am I going? Where are you going? Most of us, most of the time, are too busy getting on with stuff to give attention to those deep questions. We just need to deal with the now problems. But still, which of us has never wondered at some time or other, what's my life for? What track am I on? What have I achieved? And what should be my next goal? Well, of course, many religions, traditional Christianity or pagan beliefs, supply answers to these questions. There is heaven and hell, a reward or punishment after life, or perhaps reincarnation, maybe many times over, and with some sort of progress on the way and rules about how to attain it. But I suspect that for most people, we just have a vague feeling that if we do what we see as right, things will be okay in the end. Probably a bit heavenly, but without the harps. But in times of great stress or sadness, if we're ill or we have the loss of a loved one perhaps, many of us feel the need for reassurance and comfort. We want to know that all is well and we're in the right place and heading in the right direction for the right reasons. There was a man called Viktor Frankl who was a Jewish psychiatrist, and he survived no less than three Nazi concentration camps in the Second World War. He observed that many prisoners who had the possibility of survival did not take advantage of it. They'd first given up, abandoned all hope, and the survivors, he said, were those who could find or make up or picture some vestige of a meaning behind the inexplicable and awful suffering. He wrote a book, Man's Search for the Meaning, which was published in his native Austria in 1946, and it became rated as one of the 10 most influential books in the United States. Finding some sort of a meaning for life, he claims, is one of the most important needs and desires of the human heart. So, if we don't subscribe to the traditional picture of heaven or hell, what can we say about finding our mission in life today? Well, let me say right now, and I'll say it again later, the great overarching theme in Unity is stop worrying about it and seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added to you. Those words of Jesus. In other words, whatever I say in the next minute or two about individual choices and different patterns in life, we always come back to that same starting point of conscious contact with God within us. The feeling of divine inspiration for all our decisions, if you like. About individual choices, for example, most people are concerned, aren't they, just with getting through the daily routine of looking after their own health, caring for their family, doing their job, managing to make ends meet, or maybe even just surviving. So many people can judge success and happiness by material things, or others in terms of the body, others in terms of emotional adjustment or mental or spiritual growth. In the Eastern or Indian religions, we could talk of the yoga or the path of wisdom, or the path of service, or the path of love. I shall say, not only is this a choice of what is right for the individual, but it may change with time, with circumstances, or with our age. For example, I know many men who've retired after long careers, which may have added to personal prosperity and to the welfare of the community, or they may have provided important services to humanity. But now they find they need to refocus in new ways. And of course, all of us have an opportunity to refocus, to return to that principle of seek first the kingdom in any walk of life and in every sort of humdrum day. Picking up the telephone when it rings, saying hello to a passerby, thanking a shop worker, seeing the divine in all our acquaintances, in spite of things, are all opportunities to see God, to feel God's guidance, to reflect God's light and love in the world. So each is a small part of finding our own mission and in following our own purpose in life in this day. Let's listen now to a daily word which has some relevance to what we've been talking about. Thursday, November the 4th, and our word for today is courage. With God, I am a strong and courageous force for good in the world. Courage can take many forms. I find courage in those who advocate for themselves and others, who triumphantly overcome fear, or who simply embrace each day with the faith that they can be successful despite any limitations. I find my courage by focusing my attention inward. Positivity and attention on the presence of God within keep frightening thoughts at bay and help me to remain calm and grounded no matter what happens. Courage fills me with energy and strength as I yield to indwelling spirit. I have the courage to speak my mind when I feel guided, offer help when it is needed, and move steadily in the direction of my goals and dreams. Strong and courageous, I am successful in every endeavour. Verse 8 of Psalm number 40 says, I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart.
Thank you for listening to this podcast by Ken Bradley. We hope you enjoyed it and will join us again in a month's time when we will be presenting another in the series. Meantime, many blessings from Ken and all of us at Unity in the UK.